hungry children died. Had no money, had no corn. People sorry they was born.
Pedro Pierre, you are tired.
Only today, Padron. Tomorrow I again break the rock like a lion.
Come the road, lead round and round.
Chase your tail like old hound.
Work for pay, poor family sleep.
No more worry, no more grief.
You, Diego Jack. Avante, vamonos. The road, she has to roll.
Bonjour, bless every foot of it.
The CBS Radio Workshop, dedicated to man's imagination, the theater of the mind. Today, The Endless Road, a fable of a highway which was built to lead nowhere, yet made everybody happy until one day it was linked to the outside world.
Swing that hammer, swing that pick.
What a time, I'll be buzzing.
That pavement smooth and true.
People happy, no more gloom.
Tasha, entrez.
The gringos, mi jefe. Pardon, les Americans.
So they need.
Si, senor. His Excellency, the Commandant of the National Policia, will be pleased to receive you.
Thanks. Ah, Mr. and Mrs. Ranson, I believe.
Ranson, Chief. I'm glad you speak English.
We speak almost any language in this country. Oh, please be seated.
Thank you.
Oh, what can I do for you, senor?
Well, it's kind of hard to... our papers.
I am quite certain that these are in order, Mr. Ranson.
Ranson.
Oh, of course.
Well, as I started to say, it's kind of hard to explain, but my wife, Mrs. Ranson here, well, she's pretty active in social work and all that kind of stuff, and she heard somewhere about that experiment you people are conducting down in the valley.
Chilcopapan.
Ah, yes, Chilcopapan, Saint-Cyril, a beautiful valley. I have a home there myself.
You do?
Yes, madame. But I regret to say we have no experiment there. Not by authority of this government, in any case.
But what about that magnificent road? I hear it's done the most marvelous things for the people.
It seems to be true, madame, that a highway is under construction in the Chilcopapan-Saint-Cyril Valley. But our government has nothing to do with it. If it has had beneficial effects upon the lives of our people, I am pleased to hear of that.
Well, we want to go to that valley and see for ourselves, don't we, Henry?
Yeah.
Indeed, madame. But it is an unfortunate fact that there is at the moment no way of getting into the valley except by walking, or perhaps by riding a burro.
A burro?
Jackass, honey.
A donkey, madame. The only pass leading into the valley is too narrow for vehicles.
Me? On a donkey?
I tell you, Chief, I'm in the construction business back home. We've licked some pretty tough jobs. We found those helicopters mighty handy.
Helicopter?
Yeah. Are those things with the egg beaters on top?
Uh-huh.
I could have my company fly one of them down here in no time at all if you'll just put the right kind of stamps on my papers over there.
Well, your papers are in order, and I suppose you could land even on the road itself. My compliments, senor. Y madame.
Rock right out of ground.
Build us road going round and round.
Leave us ditch all straight and clean.
For bring us water, make land green.
Build
says.
My, it is a beautiful highway, isn't it?
That's not bad, honey. I see they have sense enough to build an irrigation ditch right alongside. Saves a lot of work and money doing that way. I wonder where they get their cement, though.
Oh, now, Henry, does that matter?
Well, honey, it kind of does to me, you know.
Monsieur, I may be of some assistance, perhaps.
Well, senor...
Armando Mendez Mejivis, monsieur. I am the foreman here.
I'm mighty interested in the way you're building this road.
Not building it, monsieur, making it bigger.
Yes, that's all very admirable. But I've seen several women walking along this famous road of yours barefoot.
Barefoot?
Without shoes.
Ah, see. But, madame, what a pleasure it is to place your feet upon this polished pavement.
But these women were carrying heavy bundles.
But naturally, madame, who else is there to carry bundles? Besides the burro and the women.
Well, really, where is your local commander?
El Comandante? I understand El Jefe is back from the capital, senor. You will find him in the Presidencia in town.
Senor El Comandante. Oh, no. Not you.
Henry, isn't he the same man we met at the capital?
Never mind, honey. Monsieur El Comandante.
You have a retentive memory, Senor Ranson.
So this whole thing is your idea. You're the guy they call El Comandante, eh? I thought you were chief of police back at the capital.
So I am, Senor Ranson.
Yes, but you're also running this valley and this boondoggle road.
Which leads nowhere.
It leads around the valley, madame.
But whoever uses it.
Our people use it, madame. And I'm certain that many burros find their burdens lightened when they march on its polished pavement.
A four-lane concrete highway for donkeys?
No, madame. For our people.
Who's paying for it, if it's all right for me to ask?
Perfectly all right. I am, senor.
With what?
With these, monsieur.
Uh-huh.
Look, they've got his own picture on them.
But of course, madame, I print them myself.
Ain't that slightly illegal?
Illegal? In the capital, perhaps. Here in the valley, as long as the people accept these bills for their work, and as long as the merchants exchange them for their goods, and as long as the local administration then accepts these same bills in payment of taxes, and constructs schools and hospitals and a sanitation system with their aid, who, monsieur, is to say whether they are legal or not?
Why, this is preposterous.
Is madame perhaps objecting to my picture on these notes? Does she think perhaps that I am not handsome enough?
You're a dictator.
Honey, easy.
No, that I am not, madame. I have been honestly elected by my people. I have not even a bodyguard.
Still, Mr. Comandant.
Yes?
You need some things from the outside, like the cement for that road of yours. How are you paying for it?
I see, Mr. Ranson, that I shall have to reveal a secret to you, in all confidence, of course. But I happen to know of a modest, although adequate, gold mine.
Oh, gold mine, eh?
Yes. One of my great-grandfathers discovered it.
And you've been using the gold from that mine to pay for your imports, eh?
But of course, Mr. Ranson, can you think of any better way in which I could have employed it?
All right, Mr. Comandante, I follow you this far, but what's going to happen in the end?
In the end, I shall be shot, naturally, as an enemy of the state. But it will have been a man's life.
Yes, a man's life. But what about the women? You could give them so much if you'd only let them be civilized.
Are you so certain, Signora?
Well, if you men don't think so, wait until you hear from the women. That road is going to connect with the outside world.
Cross the road, go round and round, like old tail on old pup hound. Got us a man, so don't you fret, outside folks ain't reached us yet.
Got us a road, but where she run? Don't bring pretty for anyone. Don't go nowhere road don't bring for any woman the modern thing.
Lucy!
I always look forward to this first glass of beer at noon in the shade of the plaza. Señor Ranson, your charming lady has been giving our women ideas.
Yes, I know.
The people of this valley were content, señor, until you and Madame honored us with your visit.
Believe me, Monsieur Commandant, my wife means no harm.
I am aware of that. But as of this moment, I can no longer keep my constituents happy without giving them a link to the outside world. Can you build me such a connection?
There is a pass, I take it.
Yes, one.
How far across?
About 3 kilometers, I believe.
Like 2 miles, eh?
Something like that.
How steep and how narrow?
Not too steep, but very narrow. It is really only a burro trail between cliffs reaching up 200 or 300 feet on either side.
Well, I'll probably have to bring some men and equipment down from the States. Give me 3 or 4 months.
Agreed.
I just wish I knew. Do you really want this job done?
No, senor. I don't. But the people of my valley do. And I will give them what they want.
She leave right out, no more run, just out and out. Bring us good things, things galore, won't be bally like before.
There she goes, the last rock blocking the pass.
Oh, I'm so happy I was able to watch this, Henry.
Yeah. Hold on to your hat, honey. Here comes civilization.
Aquí, aquí, señoras. Need on stockings, beautiful. Almost perfect. Only one pair to each lady. Unless you visit us twice, of course.
The original Paris lingerie for distinguished ladies.
Yes, try alert. The only place in the valley which guarantees that everybody...
Ladies, ladies. Why wash your family soiled clothes with your delicate hands? Why waste your beauty over a tub of hot soggy water? See our new washing machine, especially built for you. Only 25 colombinos down.
Madams, why you soap at all? Our new exclusive product... You cannot lose, amigos. You cannot lose. Every client is guaranteed a prize.
Hey, Jose, you want to see some pictures? Want a real good address? I guarantee.
I am sorry, senor, but I cannot pay you this sum in the kind of money you desire. You see, my wife...
That is none of the company's concern. You cannot meet your payments.
But I have money, senor. Look. Look you here.
That stuff is no good. We want government money.
But this is from the government. See, it has the picture of El Caminat. It was always good.
Well, it isn't anymore. You can bury it in the ground. Money from the capital, or we take your farm.
Take my farm?
Sure. What do you expect? Why don't you keep your money from your wives? Perhaps, signore, you should control them more closely.
Ladrón.
How you like your nylon stocking, Anita?
I wear ones, have long holes all the way up to here.
Good thing when they see you.
No danger. The men now all at gambling place to make money to pay bills. Government money.
Oh, from the capital. You're electric, miss.
No good. Wrong electricity.
But you just got new ass.
See, but machine made for different kind.
You know I can't be found sitting home all alone.
With the gamble.
No good. Lost all my money.
Gold, too?
Oui.
Me, too. Look what they give me as a prize. A little tin whistle.
It is not tolerable. We should see the jefe.
The jefe.
And what do you expect the jefe to do? We have to ask someone what has gone wrong. Whom else would they come in on?
One among us must discuss this matter with El Caminante.
Who goes, Armando?
Oh, naturally.
I got me.
D'accord.
Very well. I will go.
Yes. Yes, I have heard rumors of a proposed demonstration, madame.
Why, I suppose all they want to do is to thank you for the new road.
Well, that's one idea.
I wish I were as confident as you appear to be, Senor Aranson. See? Armando, come in.
Gracias, senor.
You know, senor, y Senor Aranson, Armando.
Como no? Me complimente, madame y monsieur.
How's it going, Armando?
No sé. It depends on El Caminante.
Si dependiente que?
The valley. The people are not happy, mi jefe. Not as they were before.
So I hear, Armando.
I have been appointed to speak for them, Señor Jefe.
What do they think I can do?
You could perhaps give them a few answers, Señor Jefe, about the money, for instance. It is no good.
It is the new road that is no good, Armando. But there is nothing I can do about that now. The people wanted it. I gave it to them.
Would you not tell the people about this yourself, senor?
Está bien, Armando. Extend to our fellow citizens my most cordial invitation for an assembly before the Presidencia at noon tomorrow. I shall try to explain to them that I can do nothing.
I'll see you out to the corridor. I want to thank you personally for the wonderful job you did for my outfit. You did do a fine job for me, Armando, especially with the explosives when we were blasting our way through that pass.
Gracias, senor.
Oh, no, it's no thanks to me. I never could handle dynamite myself. You know, we are due to leave tonight, Mrs. Ranson and I.
I regret it, senor.
So do I, in a way. Still, I guess my job is done, for better or for worse. Are the cliffs alongside the pass still as high and steep as they were about 5 months ago, Armando?
Si, senor.
I'd like to ask you to do me one last favor, Armando. You know, I promised to leave any explosives we didn't use with the jefe. Would you draw up an inventory tonight? Just write down everything that will be turned over tomorrow, and then turn your report in here at the Presidency in the morning.
Si, senor.
Here are the keys to the Bang Bang Shack. You can leave them with your final inventory tomorrow.
Si, senor.
Adios, Armando.
Adios, senor Ronson.
And Armando, take good care of that dynamite. Caminante!
El jefe, lo comandó!
Comandé!
Cerrad la carretera!
No me escultan los extranjeros!
Ladrones!
Nuestro camino!
Nuestro caminante! Amigos!
Silencio, silencio!
Mesdames, y señoras, caballeros, messieurs y signori, I stand at your service.
Señor, el jefe, I believe it is the new branch of our road.
But you asked for it, mes amis.
It seems we were mistaken, Commandant.
I agree with you, but I cannot undo what has already been done.
How's it going, Jefe?
Senor, Senora Runson, I thought you had left for your own country last night.
Well, we figured maybe we'd better stick around for the doings coming on, eh?
Henry, what was that?
Enfin, mes amis. Perhaps we do not need to trouble El Caminant with our problems after all.
Monsieur Ransom, you, of course, would know nothing about those two big explosions. They seem to have occurred in the direction of the pass.
Yes. Might have wrecked my new road.
Henry. Oh, your new road.
You had an interesting farewell conversation with that fellow Armando yesterday, eh?
A very capable man.
Isn't he? In any case, I appreciate your leaving us whatever explosives are still on hand. We shall appreciate them when we get back to work on our old road.
Gatos the road, lead round and round.
Chase she tail, like all about how.
Women back, where they belong.
No more sad in our song.
Gatos the road, now all our own.
Happy like outlaws with big bones.
Got us work and got us food.
Died on a heaven, feeling good.
You have been listening to the CBS Radio Workshop and The Endless Road, a fable written by Henry E. Fritsch, with music composed and conducted by Charles Paul and produced and directed in New York by Paul Roberts. Featured in the cast were Ralph Bell as Ransom, Pert Kelton as Mrs. Ransom, Bob Dryden as the Commandant, and Leslie Scott as Armando. Others included Ruby Dee, Simeon A. Benjamin, Maurice Ellis, Ralph Camargo, Ronald Dawson, Guy Repp, Francis Foster, Daniel Occo, Richard Shepard, Roscoe Brown, Janine Jabon, and Viney Burroughs. This is Dick Noel inviting you to listen again next week when, from Hollywood, the CBS Radio Workshop presents the story of an inexperienced replacement during the Second World War entitled Harmonica Solo. This is the CBS Radio Network.